NY official calls on disgrace, Kathy Hochul. To resign after illegal alien accused of murder, you own this. By John Binder on September 6, 2023. Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin, R., is calling on New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., to resign after an illegal alien, previously arrested by United States Border Patrol, is accused of murdering a 28-year-old man. As Breitbart News reported, 20-year-old illegal alien Carlos Corrales Ramirez of Honduras was arrested and charged this week with second-degree murder and first-degree assault in the stabbing death of 28-year-old Jario Hernandez Sanchez in the city of Troy, New York. McLaughlin called out Hochul for her supporting New York's sanctuary state policy that promises to shield criminal illegal aliens from arrest and deportation by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency. Governor Kathy Hochul, you own this as you own every murder, rape, and assault by every one of these illegal alien scumbags, McLaughlin wrote in a Twitter post. Same people you said were vetted and we know who they are. Resign. You are a disgrace. McLaughlin also urged President Joe Biden to close the border. How much are American citizens supposed to put up with? Biden, Kathy Hochul, and Mayor Eric Adams. McLaughlin wrote. Your insane policies and full embrace of sanctuary cities are getting Americans assaulted, raped, and murdered. Vote every Democrat out. Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, who represents the suburbs of Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse, wrote that Hochul and Joe Biden's failed soft on crime, open borders agenda has unleashed a wave of criminal activity across New York, asking that both be held to account for a wave of recent crimes allegedly committed by illegal aliens. In Corrales Ramirez's case, the illegal alien had been arrested by Border Patrol near the U.S.-Canada border in March of this year after having been wanted in Prince George's County, Maryland, for a stabbing incident that occurred in February. After his arrest by Border Patrol, Corrales Ramirez was turned over to New York State Police, who held him in their custody for Prince George's County officials to pick him up. Rensselaer County District Attorney Mary Pat Donnelly said Prince George's County officials, though, never took custody of Corrales Ramirez and he was subsequently released in June. Prince George's County is a sanctuary county. A man was murdered because of a communication breakdown between agencies, because of open borders, and because of bail reform, McLaughlin said on Wednesday. Had he been extradited and found guilty of the stabbing in Maryland, which put somebody in critical condition, he would have been convicted and he would have been deported, he continued. Corrales Ramirez remains held in police custody in Rensselaer County. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.